This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It is Chris and Leo for your Tuesday drive. Good afternoon.
At the Arts Centre at the moment is a great new show called... Now, my French is really bad, Chris. Is it...
I say it's Le Noir.
Le Noir. Is that right? Does Jessica and Geronimo from the show The Dark Side of Soup. Did they pronounce it? Is my French really bad? Welcome, guys, to the show.
Thank you.
Now, is that how you pronounce it?
Le Noir.
Le Noir, there you go.
Yes.
Fantastic. Jessica, you're from Mackay in Queensland.
Yes.
And you guys met on a cruise ship. Is that right?
Yes.
That's correct. 5 years ago in France.
What were you doing on a cruise ship?
Well, I was dancing, working with Nickelodeon, so kids' entertainment on board, and this one over here was an aerialist in the Cirque Show.
In a Cirque Show.
Yes.
Okay, so Jessica, you were working for Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Like a kids' TV program.
Yeah, they had a program on board Norwegian Cruise Lines, so yeah, I was working in kids' entertainment, Dora and SpongeBob and all of that.
So you Jarvis Steed Romano here, and Sparks flew, and you were, yeah, had that happen?
Yes, well...
I met SpongeBob, and I needed a sponge for my bad top act. Actually, that's true.
Yeah, well, we met, we clicked, we wanted to be together. Of course, Mexico is very far away from Australia, so in order to be together, we actually put the act, the roller skating act that we do, together in order to travel and be in each other's lives, really.
Because you are a dancer, Jessica, and you only took up roller skating a couple of years ago.
Yes, that's correct.
That must have been daunting. Was it difficult doing that?
It was different. You know, when we first decided, okay, let's give it a try, I thought, oh, you know, when I was 10, I rollerbladed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, yeah, sure, no, it shouldn't be too hard. I put roller skates on for the first time, and it was a little bit of a disaster.
Which is the four wheels, which is the tiny little wheels from the 80s, people, way back in the day, very, very different to inline skating.
How much of your time have you spent in Australia in the last 5 years since meeting Jessica?
I will say close to 6 months.
Okay. Not enough.
Not enough time.
Not enough. Goodness gracious me. And you've travelled with the show in China 3 times, in Singapore, Atlantic City, and another Australian tour. What's it like on the road doing this type of show? Is it quite full on? It was quite time consuming and very full on.
It has been quite an interesting experience. Actually, we love this show. It's really, really nice. And the energy, and we're just like a great family, a big, big and great family. So it makes everything easier, and we just love what we do, and we share a lot of things, and we help each other, all the cast.
Because talking of which, there's like cast from all different countries, like 15 countries.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm.
So a bit of an international flavour happening.
Yes, oh yeah, definitely.
We're going to keep you in the studio and talk to you a bit more about the specifics of the show shortly. Joy 94.9, 70 minutes past 4. It is the Tuesday Drive Show with Chris and Leo. We do have two very special guests in the studio, Jessica Ritchie and Geronimo Garcia from The Dark Side of Cirque. Le Noir.
Gorgeous. Now,
I actually prefer the way Geronimo says it. Can you say it for us again, please?
Le Noir.
Much more.
That's very sexy. Now, the show is playing at the State Theatre, and it's been transformed with this amazing sort of stage in the round. So all the action is going to be around everybody. Tell us about the staging of the show.
Yeah, well, as you said, it's a theatre in the round. We have a stage that's probably about 3.5 metres in diameter, which everybody does their act on, except obviously the huge acts that require big apparatuses like the Colombian Wheel of Death.
What's that, first of all? That looks really, really freaky.
It is.
Can you describe it to us in some type of way if you can?
All right. Imagine a giant hamster wheel. Right? Instead of the little hamster spinning.
Yeah. You're running on
it. Did you see Eurovision last year? Is it? there was a hamster act on Eurovision last year.
And they're just spinning like 12 meters in the air, and okay. no safety. And I mean, there is no room for mistakes.
They're crazy.
You have to be a little bit crazy to do that.
And you get quite close to the audience too. So because you guys are roller skating and doing your whole act on a very, very high sort of narrow little table, if you guys sort of like spinning around, you think, oh my God, I'm going to spin to this woman. I'm going to spin to this. Does that happen?
Well, it's never happened, no. I've never actually flown away and fallen on somebody. Touch wood, I don't think it would happen, but a lot of people, you see them sit back in their seats. It's the feeling that they get is that I could come at any moment flying towards them.
Tearing towards them.
Yes.
Now, I made the worst faux pas of all a couple of weeks ago, because we were giving away tickets to this show a couple of weeks ago, and I said that it was a Cirque du Soleil adjunct or extension, which is wrong. Of course, it's not. It's just the word Cirque, which is circus.
Well, we do have a lot of performers who are from Cirque du Soleil. They have worked in Cirque du Soleil before, so we definitely have the talent that is equal to the Cirque du Soleil. The concept is obviously it's different. It's really pure raw talent. You really get to see what these people can really do.
So the quality is there for sure.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The show is brought up into three sections, white, red and black.
Yes.
Explain each section to us. What can we expect?
Well,
the black section.
The black section is...
some of the dark, sexy section.
Danger, more like danger. Danger.
Okay. I mean, it's like the red one is more fun, more sexy. Well, everything is sexy, actually, since the beginning. More sensual with the white, a little more calm than the party in red. And then we come with a little bit more the drama and the dark part in the black side.
A very good looking cast, I must say.
Yes, so we do have a cast of a very good lookers, some great bodies there as well. So we have a lot of eye candy
for us ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
I'm
of
sure.
course.
Now, you've just finished in Sydney.
Yes.
And how did the show go down there?
It was really great. We had a really great response from the audiences there in Sydney, and everybody seemed to really, really enjoy the show.
Now, it's our turn currently, and then you're off to Adelaide next. So you're basically trying to woo the whole of Australia with this.
Yes, so hoping to capture everybody's interest. It's a very, very great show.
So check it out. It's Le Noir, The Dark Side of Cirque. I can't, my French is awful, Chris. Starts at the State Theatre this Thursday night, the 9th of April at the Arts Centre. For ticket information, go to artscentremelbourne.com.au or ticketmaster.com.au. Shiromino and Jessica, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
It's been great having you in the studio, and can't wait for the show to begin in Melbourne, finally.
Yes. On Thursday.
On Thursday night.
Absolutely. 22 minutes past 4 here on Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.